You'll notice in the book of John especially, they're wondering about Messiah. Who is the Messiah? Who is it? In the third chapter of Luke, there's a scripture that talks about the people being in expectation. The third chapter of Luke, in the 15th verse, as the people were in expectation. They were expecting something. They were expecting the Messiah. We're talking about the Jews. We're talking about the high priest. We're talking about the Sanhedrin court. We're talking about the scribes and the Pharisees were expecting the Messiah to come. They were not against the Messiah. They longed for the Messiah to come. They prayed for the Messiah to come. And actually, and we'll come to that prophecy probably tomorrow, but there's a prophecy that told the very year that the Messiah was going to make His appearance. Amen. And exactly what He would do. And that's the reason that here in the third chapter of Luke, it said, all the people were in expectation. As the people were in expectation, expecting the Messiah to come. And it said, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not. And there it says, the Christ or not. They're expecting the Christ to come. It's prophesied. This is the year that the Christ will come. They knew the very year that He would come. And they knew by the Scriptures what He would do. And they're wondering. They're looking. Who is it? And John's out here baptizing at the Jordan. All of Judea is gathering to John. He's having a tremendous revival, preaching repentance, preparing the way for one greater than him that would come after him. But they're wondering, you know, I just believe it's John. I just really believe that John must be the Christ. In fact, it's in the first chapter of John that the chief priest sent out some men to ask John, who are you? And John said, I confess, I won't lie, I'm not the Christ. I think he was playing with their minds just a little bit, you know. He knew what they wanted to know. I confess, I will not lie, I am not the Christ. Who are you then if you're not the Christ? I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight His path in the wilderness. Praise God. But He said, there's one that stands among you whose shoe latchets I'm not worthy to loose. He's the one that's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And according to that, I know that before this emissary had come, that very day, that he had baptized Jesus. Because when he baptized, he said, I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water said, upon whom you see the Spirit of God descending, the Holy Ghost descending and remaining upon him, the same as he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And John said, I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. So I know that that same day, then that he's baptized Jesus, the Holy Ghost has come upon him in a bodily form like a dove. They heard the voice speak, said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And probably an hour later, the emissary shows up, said, who are you? He said, well, I confess I'm not the Christ. Who are you then if you're not the Christ? The voice of one crying in the wilderness. But there's one standing right here in your midst that I'm not worthy to unloosen his shoes. And he's talking about the Christ was right there. Praise God. But the point is, the thing we need to see, that the high priest was looking for the Christ. The people were looking for the Christ. The year is prophesied. Go back 30 years before this time. The wise men show up at Herod's palace. Where is he that's born King of the Jews? And Herod calls the priest and the scribes of Judah, of Jerusalem, and demands of them, where is the Christ going to be born? That's what he said. Where is the Christ going to be born? How did Herod know anything about the Christ? when Jesus has only now been born? How could he know that the Scriptures would tell him where the Christ would be born? That's what he said. Where shall the Christ be born? And they went to the Scriptures and they said, it says in Bethlehem of Judea. See, those priests didn't only know that he's coming, they knew where he would be born, and they knew the year, 30 years later, that he would appear in ministry. They didn't know who he was. They were looking for him. Malachi, the third chapter, prophesies of it. The prophet Malachi said, the Lord whom ye seek, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, he shall suddenly come to his temple, but who shall abide his coming when he appeareth? Malachi is telling the priest and the Levites, the one that you seek, the one you've talked about, the one that you delight in, the one that you long for his appearing. He's going to come, but you're not going to abide his coming when he comes. You're not going to stand when he appeareth, because he shall sit as refiner's fire and a fuller's soap to thoroughly purge the sons of Levi. In other words, he's telling them, you delight in him, you tell about his coming, but you will not receive him when he comes. Malachi prophesied that 400 years before the birth of Jesus. And it was his appearing in ministry that he was speaking about. He suddenly come to his temple. Well, he came with a whip, didn't he? To drive the money changers out. Nevertheless, we see throughout the Scriptures that the Christ was common knowledge in Israel before Jesus was ever heard of. That's not to separate the two. You see, it's when we make the connection after knowing everything that is spoken about the Christ, and we make the connection that Jesus is the Christ. We have now then a basis that we can trust in Him.